Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
You love that song.
I love to hate it.
You love it.
I love to hate
Elephants,
it.
Elephants, acrobats, lions, snakes, monkeys. Want to know the rest? Hey, by the rocks. You know that song?
Yeah, I know.
You know it.
I don't know the words, but I know it.
Yeah.
I know of it.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby.
It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy. Every time I look around. Every time I look around. You know,
it's in my face.
Episode 13. This is an unlucky episode.
Episode 13.
Mm-hmm.
You guys better skip this one because it's not lucky.
It's not lucky.
Did you know back in the day, like elevators and stuff would not have a number 13?
I know that.
They would skip that.
They'd skip it. That's an old wives' tale.
Old bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You still have a 13th floor whether you
don't
call it or not.
Don't skip this episode.
Don't skip this episode.
Don't do it.
Tell you what, it's bad luck if you don't skip it.
It is bad luck.
Yeah.
Hey, Action Features is here. We're episode 13. It's a podcast, and you're listening to it.
All up in your face. It's we're going to get all up in your grill. We're
going to
get down to it. We're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about things.
That was good.
That was good.
That should be our new intro.
I really like that. I'm going to see if I can pull that from the...
Okay, so we're back. It's James and Mike. We're going to talk about some stuff. There's no set thing this episode. We are doing a top five.
I don't know if you guys have noticed a pattern, but we do a specific thing, and then we do a free-for-all.
Or a couple free-for-alls.
Or a couple, depending on what happens.
Yeah.
But this is a free-for-all. We did have a little top five in here.
It's a tiny one.
Unexpected top five.
Mine kept changing this time around.
I know, it was...
This is tougher than I thought.
I have a lot of ridiculous things on this list. But
I hope we have some of the same.
I hope we do too, but
let's
I don't
not
know.
Tell them what the list is yet.
I won't.
Let's get all the other stuff out of the
That's
way.
That's right. You have to wait and see.
Yeah. It's foreshadowing.
Wait and see what happens.
Yes.
You gotta see what happens on the show.
Yes.
You gotta listen to the show. The radio show, Action Features. it is.
Okay.
It sounds cooler. I don't think blog sounds cooler anymore.
It's not a blog. It's a podcast.
Whatever.
Okay.
None of them sound cool to me.
Okay.
When I tell people, hey, I've got a podcast you should listen to, I don't say podcast. I said, we have
a radio show.
Yeah. Tune in.
You make it more than what it is.
That's why we don't have many listeners.
Yeah.
Because I keep telling people.
They're turning the dial.
Yeah. You just have to go to AM and see if you can find us.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right, so here's some things we want to talk about.
That's how I live.
G.I. Joe Retaliation has been pushed back. Let's start it off with this.
That's the big one.
That's the big news. It was supposed to come out next month, June 29th, I think it was the release date.
Yeah.
Advertising everywhere, toys are on the shelves. Movies
they
ready
have
to go.
Hit, they have hit some places,
they have hit.
They?
I've seen them at Meijer a couple times now.
Oh, okay.
Some guy posted on Facebook, he had an entire range of stuff he got from Toys R Us, like vehicles, multi-packs, everything.
Wow.
Tons of stuff. So... It had a Super Bowl spot, all these different things, all this huge advertising. They announced yesterday that Paramount and Hasbro have decided to hold the movie and release it in March of next year to do a 3D conversion on it. Stupid.
Bad idea.
What a horrible idea. I don't get the logic here.
Who's running the show?
It's got it. Well, it's both Hasbro and Paramount together running the show. Unbelievable. Have you ever heard of something like this in the movies?
I've never heard of anything like this
happening. A month from release? That's crazy to me. So you're going to take, for 3D ticket sales, you're willing to trade all the money you spend in advertising, which is a lot. I mean, a Super Bowl
spot. Yeah, they're
going
to have to redo it. They're going to have to rebuild up the hype.
You forget all those ads they already had out, because those are going to be gone.
Gone.
Nobody's going to remember that stuff.
Nobody.
Exactly. So nobody's going to remember that stuff.
Yep.
You're going to waste all the money doing the 3D conversion.
Waste it.
Because that's going to be costing money. The Rock has said that they're going to have to film new scenes, so you got to bring the actors back in, pay them more money, pay all the effects crews, sets, all that stuff. Got to pay all that money. Got all the tie-in stuff, because you know there was probably going to be cereal tie-ins,
oh, yeah.
And fast food tie-ins, all that stuff. All that stuff's out the window. Can't do that stuff anymore. Well, there was something else I was talking about. The toy line itself.
The toy line, yeah.
Because Hasbro's not going to just sit
on
a
gear. Biggest thing, that's what this whole thing is based on.
Yeah, it's based on the toy line. So they already have product hitting. All these stores have agreed to set aside this amount of shelf space for G.I. Joe because they think the movie's coming.
That's how it works, folks.
So what are they going to do for the rest of the year?
What are they going to do?
Are they going to keep shipping these toys that aren't going to sell because there's no movie to tie into them? Are they just going to leave shelves empty? Are they going to ship some kind of weird Joe product?
And then if they do ship them,
yeah,
what are they going to do when the movie comes out?
Exactly.
The ship more of them? No, yeah. It'll be dead.
Nobody
dead in the water.
A movie tie-in line only has a certain amount of shelf space or shelf life.
Yeah.
So if you've got this line already out before the movie comes out, you're wasting all this time and nobody's going to care by then. There won't be a big push. Nobody will care. So all that stuff that you're going to lose is going to be made up for in 3D ticket sales?
It won't be.
It won't. Because 3D's already dying.
Yeah, you're getting three extra dollars for the ticket and people don't care about 3D.
They don't.
I don't care about 3D.
I choose to see it not in 3D.
I do too.
It's cheaper. I think it's a more fun experience.
You get to see the movie without being...
The fad's over.
It's a fad.
They showed the Avengers ticket sales was showing that, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier,
yeah,
was showing that the 3D ticket sales weren't, you know, hitting the estimates they thought they were going to hit, or weren't, I can't remember what the exact phrasing was, but it wasn't as big as percentage of the ticket sales, yeah, as they thought it would be. The 3D ticket sales, because nobody cares about 3D as much anymore.
They keep shoving that stuff down our throats. They're just pushing it.
Stupid. So I don't think it's because of the 3D conversion. I think it's because Battleship failed. Hasbro probably is looking at that like, okay, well, if we go into this other film and it's another failure, we've got these two huge failures right in a row. Maybe we shouldn't take the risk on this year. We'll take the risk on it next year. Because the 3D thing makes no sense.
It doesn't really.
It makes no sense. I can't think of any other reason why they'd pulled it.
All the stuff we just talked about, though, they're losing money either way. It's not a smart move.
Either way they are. But I guess it's a matter of how much loss you're able to take in a year, in my eyes.
Right, like, right per year.
Yeah. How much in the red you can go.
Right.
And maybe they're afraid of that. I don't know. I thought it looked like fun. I thought it was going to be a good movie. I was excited to see it.
I might have seen it, yeah.
I'm going to lose interest now. Like, it's going to... By the time March comes around, I'm not even going to be thinking about that.
Oh, yeah, they got the hype built up. Everybody's talking... You know, not everybody's talking about it, but we're talking about it. I mean,
yeah,
what we're doing right now and...
We said multiple times we were looking forward to watching.
And then...
Willis and all that stuff.
And then what, you're going to try and redo that? You're not going to redo that.
Yeah, I can bring that hype back.
Because here's what's going to happen this year. A bunch of awesome movies are going to come out by the time that happens next year. Oh, so
it's,
what?
It's
I mean...
Stupid. And I think Paramount's got the next Star Trek coming out, I think a month and a half after Joe comes out.
Oh, really?
Okay. So Paramount's got... it's only giving it that much time before it's going to bring out another big Paramount movie.
Right.
Which is...
And Star Trek is going to do better than
G.I. Joe. It's going to do better than G.I. Joe. Right. It did better the first time around. It's going to do better the second time around. So I just... I don't get it, man. Stupid move. Dumb move, Hasbro. Dumb move, Paramount. I wonder how much of this was Hasbro. Because if you're Hasbro, how can you just be like...
I don't see how that...
I just don't even get it,
they would
it,
think that's a good idea.
Any way you cut this, it's a bad idea.
All I hope is that Bruce Willis has already got his check.
Yeah.
Hope it's got nothing to do with
sales.
He can walk away.
Man, he's been talking about that Looper movie.
Yeah.
He's saying it's like the best movie he's ever done.
Really?
Yeah, there was some interview he did. He was like, I'm going on record now saying that this is the best thing I've ever done. Or something to that effect.
I don't know if he's seen Die Hard.
I don't know if he's seen it. He may not have... Maybe he doesn't remember doing those movies.
Maybe not.
Maybe he's got short-term memory type thing, where he only remembers the most recent film.
Short-term memory loss. STMS.
Yes. That's what it is. Maybe he's got short-term memory loss.
Hey.
That could be what it is.
STMS.
Maybe he's
short-term
got
memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. You see what I'm doing right now?
Hey, yeah. I was going to keep going.
Yeah, well, that would have been a waste of time.
Yeah.
The next thing... Some toy talk. A little bit of toy talk.
Let's
here.
Talk toys.
Before we get into the top five list, which is also toys.
We're going to talk about some toys.
You like toys out there because you're going to hear about them.
We're going to get up on the microphone
and
talk about toys up in your ear.
Okay. I want to tell you a little toy story, which I don't think I've told
toy
you.
Story.
Toy story. Not about Buzz.
Is it Toy Story 3?
No, it's not Toy Story 3. That was good, though.
I haven't seen that one.
I teared up a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
I tear up at a lot of movies.
Well, the
now.
Second one was a little bit like that, too.
Yeah. This one I really kind of teared up at the end. Okay, so, you know, I've been getting some hot toys lately.
I know, they're so hot.
I've been going crazy with the hot toys.
They're so hot.
They're so hot right now.
They're so hot all up in here.
Hansel's so hot right now.
Yeah.
So, I've been going crazy with them. I've been buying a lot of them.
I know you have been.
I have been. Because I'm... that's
are you
going
to be able to... Are you going to pay your water bill?
My water bill's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's totally fine.
Because I've been worried about your water bill.
I've paid my water bill. You only have to pay it every 6 months. So I've got six months that I can just go crazy on.
Mm.
And then just wait until...
You only pay yours every 6 months?
Every 6 months, yeah.
Huh.
You don't do that?
But it's a big chunk, right?
It's like usually around...
I mean, I'm not asking
200.
How much you...
I think it's
150
to 200, depending on...
I pay my utilities every month and it's all in there.
All in there. See, my water's separate.
My water's paid for.
Your water's paid for.
Yeah.
How's your water paid for?
It's paid for, but I pay for gas. I have gas and electric. I pay for that stuff.
So, but you own your home, don't
I
you?
I do own my home, yes.
How's your water paid for?
I don't know. Maybe it's not paid for.
Maybe it's not paid for.
I don't even know what I'm paying.
Hey, Greater Cincinnati Water Works.
Hey.
Might want to check into Mike Beckett. Sounds like he might be stealing water from you.
Here's something. If you guys want money, just send me a bill. I'm just not going to look at it. I'm going to write the check.
I don't know how you're getting away with that.
Send it.
You got to pay your water bill.
I'm sure that I am, but whatever I have to pay is included in my utilities.
Really?
Every month.
See, my utilities is my gas and electric.
Right.
But my water bill is separate. I pay that separately. They're going to catch you.
Nah.
They're going to catch
you. They haven't sent me any
bills.
How
long have you been at the house?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have 2 years in water bills.
No, I won't.
You're going to have to sell some stuff. You're going to have to sell my hot toys.
Yeah, I'm going to sell your hot toys to pay for my water.
So I've been getting into these hot toys. Because, you know,
the toys are so hot.
They're so hot right now. They're like Hansel. I have to sneeze. I wonder if I'll sneeze on.
Don't do it.
It's in there.
It's going to pop.
I'm trying to get it to stay.
Pop the microphone. Getting
derailed. I hate that when there's one in you.
Sorry, guys.
When you have a sneeze in you and you can't get it out.
It's so frustrating.
You know what Bobby likes to do? She likes to bless me before I can get it out, and then I definitely can't get it out. It's torture.
Yep.
If somebody blesses you before you sneeze...
If this is torture, chain me to the wall.
Yeah. You've done a lot of impersonations this time around.
Well, just the one.
Well...
That I can remember. I've been singing a lot.
Well, okay. Anyway, so... Because I'm not buying as many other toys.
And right, you cut out everything
over,
else. Right.
Even, you know, that was it.
Right.
That was pretty much down to it. So I've been getting some hot toys, and that Keaton Batman and the Christopher Reeve Superman and Nicholson Joker started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been going back and picking up a lot of the Marvel ones, and it's been kind of... I've been doing some trading and good deals from the Sideshow Freaks Forum and all that. Chris Neal had a bunch that I was trading him with. So, for Joe's stuff. Anyway, so I've gotten a bunch of hot toys. And, My wife doesn't really keep track of how much these things cost, right? And she's always really cool about it. If I have my money, I spend my money.
Yeah.
She has her money, she spends her money. Perez Hilton. You've heard of Perez Hilton?
I sure have.
It's this stupid...
I hate that guy.
...gossip site.
Yeah, he's a gossip guy.
She goes to the gossip site. The other night, she's like, hey, this gossip site, Perez Hilton's talking about hot toys. And I'm like, oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Hmm.
She's like, yeah, they're showing pictures of the Avengers figures. They look great. The Loki looks really cool. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And she's like, she's reading the article out, and she's like, oh, wait a second.
Wait, how much was?
There we go. says here that these cost around $200 each. And I'm like, yeah, well, that one, maybe he's talking about a new one. And she was like, well, let me go back and look at this Loki. Oh, Loki's $220. Are these all $200?
We've been ratted out here, boys. Watch it.
It gets worse.
How's it get worse?
Blaze helps rat me out.
Oh,
because I'm like going, oh, I don't have a whole lot. And he's like, oh, he's got a lot. He's down in the basement. He's got like 20 of them down there. And I'm like, I don't really have that many. And Blaze's like, oh, don't worry. I'll go count them for you. So he runs downstairs and he counts them.
Trying to be helpful.
Counts them. He comes back up. He's like, he's got 24 of them.
It's the good son. Like Macaulay Culkin and the good son. Not helping.
And I'm trying to explain that I didn't pay $200 a piece for these. I'm trying to... But that's it, man. The cat's out of the bag.
Meow.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Perez Hilton, for ruining my life. So now my wife knows about what hot toys are worth. Even though I didn't spend that much on them. I didn't spend even maybe $100 a piece.
Maybe.
But still, I mean...
Yeah.
I have to watch the hot toys.
She's
now.
Saying, James, we got to pay the water bill.
Yeah, she does... Well, we don't... I told her that Mike doesn't have to pay his, so we must be doing something wrong. Okay, so let's get into this top five.
Oh, we're going to... Okay, let's do it.
You got something else you want to talk about first? Skyfall trailer?
Skyfall trailer. You know what? I watched it again.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm pretty excited, too.
This is probably Daniel Craig's last one. He had a 3-movie contract.
Yeah.
This is probably it. It looks really good. I don't even know what it's... I don't know what it's about. I haven't been keeping up, but...
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be pretty solid.
Like I said, I wasn't a huge fan of Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
But I think this one is looking good so far. I mean, it's just one teaser trailer.
Yeah. I still think Quantum gets better.
I'll need to rewatch it. I only saw that one time.
Right. I think if you see it again, it gets better. But all the stylistic stuff is back. He's still using the PPK again. He's got Aston Martin DB5, the old one. I mean, it's just like, inexplicably, they're like, hey, this is very stylistic.
Yeah.
It's a good direction. It looks very kind of serious, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt. And I'll rewatch Quantum of Solace. You should bring it in. I'll borrow it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll borrow Iron Man 2.
All right.
Okay, so you want to introduce this top five thing?
Top five list. We're doing top five toy lines. I was going to say action figure lines, but top five toy lines that we like or liked.
Yeah.
But probably shouldn't like.
I shouldn't have liked this one.
It's sort of a guilty pleasure action figure line
and
list.
There can be multiple reasons why you shouldn't have liked it.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that as we go on our list.
Yeah. So
we've done this a lot where we talk about a toy line and we're kind of like, yeah.
These are things I'm embarrassed to admit some of these things that I like.
Am too. I am too. There's one on this list that you may never have known. Well, I'll get to that when I get to it.
Can't wait.
Do you have any honorable mentions? Because I have one honorable mention.
Well, I usually name afterwards things that almost made it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this one. You say your honorable... I don't think it's on there.
A honorable mention to it.
I put the Van Helsing line from Jax.
Yeah.
As an honorable mention.
I don't think you need to be guilty about that at all.
Well, that's why I put it as an honorable mention.
Yeah.
In some ways, I should feel guilty in that the movie is really not that good.
Well, the movie wasn't good, okay? No.
And everybody said the toy line was so bad.
But it wasn't.
But it's not.
It was a good toy.
So I think anybody that puts this on their list of, oh, I shouldn't like that line, but I like it, don't feel bad for liking it, because that was a good toy line.
Exactly. There's a few like that for me. Where I'm like, oh, this movie was crap, but the toy line was solid. It didn't make my list.
I put it on my list of honorable mentions because I don't think anybody should feel bad about liking that.
It's a good honorable mention.
It's a good toy line.
It was a good toy line.
Okay, you started off. You did all right. Five.
My number five is Golden Girls.
The Rue McClanahan Betty White epic?
That's correct.
Sweet. I didn't know the toys of that.
I don't know if I think they did. Somebody did. Mego maybe did.
Mego made. The Golden Girls.
No, Golden Girls, the She-Ra ripoff.
I'm trying to think of the theme song. You got a friend in me.
No, that is Toy Story.
But it's like that. It's like,
your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Yeah. And if you threw a party,
that's what I'm thinking of,
and invited everyone you knew,
you would see
the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So
well,
the friend of me.
They might have used that for the Golden Girls, for the toys, I don't know. But I just remember, I had a cousin... Who she was a female, but she had a bunch of these. And I go to her house, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to play with anything here. Hey, wait a minute. Here's some barbarian chicks. They've got swords. Their shields are made of real metal. That's all it was. It was the metal shields.
The metal shields.
I never bought any. I never had any.
My sister had one of them.
It was cool.
It was, you know...
Bring it up to He-Man.
If I remember right, they actually hit before the She-Ra figures.
Really?
Yeah. If I remember right. I think that
it was Galoob, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that they hit just a few months before the She-Ra figures. So in some ways...
They beat them to the punch.
They kind of beat them to the
they
punch.
They knew what was in... They knew what was coming, and they said, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. We've got these metal shields already
we're
made.
We're ready. There you go. We've got rooted hair ready to plug into heads.
Ready to go.
All right, so that's your number five?
Yeah.
Number five for me is the Bots Master.
Yep.
Remember this toy line
I
from
sure
Toy
do. Biz? Yes, I came across it
today. Okay, so here is the reason why. I shouldn't have liked Bots Master, but I did.
Yeah.
And I don't think I actually owned any Bots Masters,
mm-hmm.
but I was tempted to buy Bots Masters. Mm-hmm. It was a stupid cartoon. You know, it was this guy, and he had... Maybe it's not so stupid, but it was definitely... At this time, I was like 15.
Right.
And I would watch it before I would go to school.
School.
And he was like, he had robots, and he fought evil robots, and all that stuff. And I remember being at Big Lots and seeing the toys and being like, these toys, I'm beyond the point where I need to buy Bots Master toys. At this point in time, I would only be buying, say, you know, comic book-related toys and things like that. But the Bots Masters were tempting me.
It was pulling you in
They were tempting
bit.
Me, but I shouldn't have liked them because I was way too old for them.
Yeah.
And the cartoon wasn't that good, and the toys weren't that good. So that's why Bots Master has made my list. So if you don't know what the Bots Master is, go look up Bots Master on YouTube or
I think we should maybe post some links to some of these
some
things.
Links.
Some pictures.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Some pictures or something.
I'll post some links.
My number four is Cowboys of Moon Mesa.
I almost put this on the list!
Oh.
I was so close to putting this on the list.
Because
Wild West Cowboys of Moon Mesa.
I
was so close.
I didn't have any of these.
I didn't
once
either.
Again. But every time I see them... On the shelves, and I'm talking
about. I feel good about this.
I'm talking about up to the toy mall like a couple of years ago, where we had these things in, and I was just like, man, I'm gonna get some Cowboys and Moon Mesa. Look, they're so colorful.
Yeah.
And it was at Playmates. Mattel did them, right?
I think it might have been Mattel.
But because of Ninja Turtles at this in this era,
yeah.
they were like, what animals can we turn into
something
to action figures? Yeah. And they just went crazy.
I watched the cartoon.
I don't even remember the cartoon.
I watched the cartoon.
Wow.
And I also wanted the toys. But yeah. the toys didn't, they were a little bit too caricatured of the cartoon.
Right. They were very yeah.
They were very cartoon.
It was like they were trying to stylize.
They
were trying to mimic Playmate style.
Yeah.
But they weren't Playmates.
They weren't Playmates.
They didn't have the articulation.
I don't think they were Playmates, at least.
But it's pretty fun.
That almost made my list.
Pretty fun.
I'm really glad you mentioned that one, because I felt bad not putting on my list.
Don't
afterwards.
Feel bad.
Okay, number four for me is Hook.
Oh, see, I almost did this, but I thought it was a good toy line.
It's not that good.
It's not really, in hindsight.
Sorry, yeah,
it's not.
It's really not that
but
good.
But as a kid,
yeah.
you got two different Peter Pans.
You got two. There might have been.
I think there was another one in the second
yeah,
wave.
Yeah, there might have been three Peter Pans. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. So, Hook is great. I really like the Hook movie.
Yeah, it's good.
And I wanted the toys.
It's Bangarang.
The toys, thinking back, they don't really look anything like the movie.
No.
None of them. And
it doesn't look like Robin Williams.
It doesn't look like Robin Williams.
Generic.
The Ace, I think it's Ace, is one of the Rufio. None of those. And they're very weirdly. It was a time when Mattel was doing, like, American Gladiators, I think they did at the
yeah.
same time. And the bodies were really kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I remember still, I bought some. I got, like, Ace, I had Rufio,
oh, yeah.
I had Peter, I had Captain Hook.
Yep.
And again, this is a point in time where I'm getting a little too old for
yep.
these kind of toys.
Yep.
But I still bought them. I still wanted them.
Yeah,
I'm
you had
them.
Hey, Hook was great.
I'm a Big Lots. They're $3 each at Big Lots.
Why would you not buy some?
Why would I not get them?
Just get a Peter Pan and
a
Hook.
Them.
Captain Hook.
Well, I broke.
Get a Rufio.
I was out playing football with friends down the street, Johnny and Matthew, during camp. And I broke my pinky. And it's still messed up to this day.
Mm.
And I remember breaking my pinky and thinking, man, today is just a terrible day. And then we went to Big Lots, and I'm like, you know what? I got a broken pinky.
What's going to pick you up?
I'm not feeling so great about it.
What's going to pick you up?
I'm going to buy a Hook figure. And I bought
That'll
my first one that night.
James just broke his pinky.
Yeah.
He's going to buy a Hook
figure.
Figure.
I did it. And so Hook made my list of, I shouldn't have liked it, but I did like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that almost made mine.
All right, so what's number three
well,
for you?
Speaking Perfect. Of that, number three for me is American Gladiators.
Wow, there it is.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, I
foreshadowed
you. I'm
pick.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. That's horrible.
I've been keeping this secret for a long time.
You make fun of them with me.
Oh,
I'm like, look at these horrible Gladiator
pieces
figures.
Of crap.
And you're over there in the corner, like, yeah, those are bad, James.
The pieces of crap.
Inside, you're crying.
They're garbage.
They're terrible.
But here's what happened. Mattel's tried to capitalize on a very successful show at the time. They gave you some Gladiators. You got two generic. You got some generic contenders. They're in that stupid pose.
They're in a terrible pose.
They're stupid. But
so
all
the legs didn't move either.
The legs
did
didn't move. No,
just the shoulders.
The
and
arms
the neck.
Went up and down. Yes, but for what they had to work with, they had a bunch of courses that you did. They had suction cups and darts, and I never had any American
yeah.
Gladiators either. But they had zip lines and stuff. And every time I'd see them, I'd think, Do I want?
Yeah.
An American Gladiator? Am I actually going to play these?
Yeah.
I thought I would probably be better off just actually trying to get on the show American
yeah,
Gladiators.
And then getting the toys.
Than getting the toys.
Well,
but
you probably thought of the toys as training to get on the show.
Right.
You're like, I'll get the toys, I'll learn how to do everything.
There was a trade-off.
And I'll make it onto the show.
I wrestled yeah. with it for so long, but I eventually just,
as
they
a,
were gone.
When
I
was a
up.
Kid, I was tempted to, because of the play sets and stuff. And the show was awesome.
The show was awesome.
Okay, the guy who does that theme for yeah. American Gladiators also did the soundtrack to the 1987 Masters of the Universe movie.
I knew you were going to say that because I could hear it.
You could hear it in there.
I could hear it
yeah.
in there.
Okay, so you want to hear my number three?
I do.
Bill and Ted from Kenner.
You think it's a bad line? Well, Bill and Ted's fine. The rest of it's bad.
Well, or Bill and Ted even fine.
Well,
they're permanently stuck in those guitar playing poses.
True, that's true.
You plugged them into this cassette thing and you made them play guitar. I just wish they weren't.
Yeah.
The toy line itself is just isn't that great. I mean, I it's.
Yep.
Did I really need toys from it too?
No, you didn't.
Should I have liked them as much as I did?
I don't know, but
I should have.
I loved them when I was. I loved
I
them.
I also liked them, but I don't think it's a good toy line looking back at it because all the other things they did this stupid change thing
yep.
where they were changing the Wild Stallion outfits, all like the past people.
Yeah.
And they had the. I think it was the worst thing about it was the squeeze the legs and they have the guitars all the time. They made the focus totally
yep.
Wild Stallions.
Yep.
And not so much the fact that they travel through time and they do these other things. It was all about making them play music and having them hold guitars.
Napoleon didn't even get his figure released.
Napoleon? Yeah, Napoleon was the one that didn't.
And he was
it
like
out.
The main
yeah.
the main guy. Abraham Lincoln
He committed an album.
Plays keyboards.
And he had, like, a weird, like, haircut thing underneath the hair.
Yeah, it was a flat top. It's like Kid and Play.
The Grim Reaper had a figure, and he played music.
But it wasn't the Grim Reaper from Bogus Journey.
It looked terrible. It looked like a skeleton man.
It was...
It's a skull head.
It was skull head. It was bad. It was a bad line, but I shouldn't have liked it either, I guess. But I did.
All right.
I did.
You ready? You good for number two?
My number two.
I have a feeling one of the... We may be the same on these next two.
I don't know. Pretty obscure, but maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. My number two is not different. Not totally different from other things that I'd mentioned.
Yeah.
Being that it's Barnyard Commandos.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Ooh. Those aren't good. I had either. One, and I didn't even like having it.
You didn't like having it.
I didn't even enjoy having
you
it.
You kept it secret.
Yeah. I didn't want to have it.
There's not much to say about it, except for, in hindsight, it's kind of like, it's just stupid pigs. They had names... Commodore Fleece Cardigan.
He was a sheep, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
there was pigs and there was sheep. Well, there was two sides.
Hang on. Should you explain the premise of Barnyard Commandos first for younger people?
I think it's self-explanatory. Well. There were two teams. There were pigs and there was sheep, and they used, like, most of their weapons were made out of stuff that you would find around the farm.
Yeah.
Much like Ninja Turtles was made out of junk. But then they had these rocket... They had, like, this armor and these rocket packs and stuff that did not come from a farm.
No.
They were high-tech weaponry.
Well, that was the commando part.
That was the commando part. Yeah. And,
they were not posable, either.
They weren't posable.
They were squishies.
They were soft, squishy rubber.
Yeah. You like these.
Well, I don't... Well, I shouldn't like them.
You did, though.
This is a top five that I shouldn't like. But Playmates did these. And they put them out, and, the packaging is really what gets me because it's the card back that gets me.
Playmates packaging.
And they've each one has a, you know, its own character write up and everything. Pilot Fluff Pendleton. General Ham Fat Lardo.
Great names.
Private Sido Bacon.
How'd they get these names?
They're not even trying. They're not even trying.
Sido is not a name.
No, they put meats.
Yeah.
They put animal names in a hat.
Just call him Sergeant Hamburger Face.
Captain Tusker Chitlins.
Tusker.
I don't know.
I'm glad you like this.
Somebody's got to like it.
It was you. You were the kid they were shooting for.
But I didn't buy them, so they lost sales.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I think one of mine that's all my runner-ups is going to be on your list, but let's go.
Number two for me, and I've never told you this, I don't think. I've made fun of you for this for a long time. James Bond Jr.
Yes!
I like that toy line.
It's a good toy line.
I liked it when I was little. I still like it to today.
Yep.
And I make fun of you all the time because you have a full collection of these guys.
I do. Which I can't get rid of.
You can't do it. You'll never get rid of them.
Given to me as a gift, yeah. And I can't
get rid of
them.
Yeah, me and Joe gave you those.
It's really a curse.
It's a terrible cartoon. It's a terrible premise, because he's not a junior at all. He's James Bond's nephew.
He's a nephew.
The toys themselves really aren't that good.
Not that good.
James Bond's got this, like...
He's got a gun that's in a briefcase.
Thing that fires out?
The laptop flies off, and he's got a neon orange gun underneath.
Underneath it. And then,
which,
like,
you can't take out of his hand.
High Q's got, like, a thing hidden underneath his
high
coat.
High Q
instead of...
High Q.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I remember them coming out, and I remember the cartoon, and I really liked James Bond, because my dad liked James Bond a lot. So therefore,
that's what we had.
I like
kids.
James Bond a lot. So when that came out, I'm like, I can get James Bond figures. Yep. I can get these. I had a bunch of them.
Yep.
And I loved them, even though I shouldn't have even liked them.
The card back was like...
You had a secret
neon,
decoder thing on it,
had a secret
too.
Decoder. You had a neon pink and black with the... That was the gun barrel spiral.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
I liked them.
They were...
Now you know.
I know.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
You know that I can't make fun of you for it anymore.
Make it fun. I'll say, oh.
I do like James Bond
Jr. See episode 13.
Yeah. James Bond Jr. chases scum around the world. Yeah.
Number one.
All right.
My number one... Food Fighters.
Wow!
How can you not like Food Fighters?
Wow! It's, okay, I don't.
Not like.
I don't not like them, and I almost don't have a problem with liking them.
I'm less ashamed of Food Fighters than I am Barnyard Commandos.
You shouldn't, yeah, because you should.
If
be
you
more
guys don't,
Barnyard
if you guys
Commandos.
Don't remember these, once again, card art.
Yeah.
They had painted card art, and they're each food. It was a piece of food. And they gave him arms and legs and some sort of face. The sculpting on him was really good,
it was really
actually.
Nice. The vehicle was cool, too.
The vehicle was cool.
It was like an egg carton?
Yeah, the egg carton.
Yeah. I like that line.
Major Munch, the general.
Yeah, you got the names again.
That's the one I had. He was a donut. He was a chocolate-covered donut.
I had the slice of pizza. What was his call? My name? What was his name?
Private Pizza.
Private Pizza. Don't even try.
There was Taco Terror. And this is my favorite.
They just added a word on the whatever it is.
This is my favorite one. Mean Wiener. It's a hot dog in a hot dog bun, but instead of making the figure stand upright, like makes sense, they made it sideways.
Yeah. That's how he got mean.
He looks ridiculous. Yeah. Mean Wiener.
You can't get away with Mean Wiener nowadays.
No.
You don't want to give anybody the Mean Wiener. What'd you get for his birthday? I got him the Mean Wiener. Unwrapped his Mean Wiener. Billy's lost his Mean Wiener somewhere. Okay.
I love it.
Are you done with it?
I'm done. That's my number one.
Here's my number one. Willow.
I almost put Willow.
I shouldn't have liked it.
No, they weren't.
I shouldn't have wanted it.
They were just little PVCs.
They were terrible.
They were bad. I had a Mad Mardigan.
I didn't have any of them.
Oh, really?
I wanted them so bad. I didn't even see Willow as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted these so bad. Like, every time I went into Van Loonen's, yep. or if I was in Toys R Us, Children's Palace, I would see these, and I would be like, man, I want these so bad.
Those were, like, the only barbarian anything
yeah,
you could get
I wanted them
the
so bad. But thinking back on it, had I gotten them, the play value is not there. They're little statues.
I had the Mad Mardigan.
What am I going to do with them?
I cut the stand off the bottom.
It's still useless.
It's still useless, but
it's not well done.
He got into some dirt.
The sculpting's bad. Everything about him's bad.
They weren't good. For a movie like that, too.
Yeah.
Those were made by Kenner.
Yeah.
Who did Star Wars, which is associated with George Lucas. You guys...
You could have done little posable figures.
You couldn't have done figures?
You couldn't have done an action figure? You couldn't have done... Imagine a Willow figure that looked like Wicket or something. You know, that was posable like that and sculpted. Oh, it's been so cool. But I wanted them so bad. So bad as a kid. When I got into my teenage years, I bought them all.
Yep.
Because I thought back, I never got those Willows, so I'm going to get them. So disappointing. I got them, I immediately sold them. I was like, I can't even have these in my house. Disgusted by these things.
Yeah.
So that was it.
That's great.
That was the top five.
Do you have any runner-ups?
Just that Van Helsing. There was another one, too. I didn't even put it on my runners-up written down, but... Do you want me to tell you? You want to do
yours? Yeah, no. Okay.
The Playmates Disney Afternoon figures.
Those were great.
Both the Tailspin and the DuckTales. And they're great figures.
Yeah.
But I was definitely past the
age
where I should have wanted them and should have liked them and things like that. I was too old. But I remember going, I told my dad, I was like, oh, again, once I got in my teenage years, I would really just buy superhero stuff. Mm-hmm. G.I. Joes and superhero stuff. I told my dad, I was like, I really want to find the Venom from Marvel Superheroes from Toy Biz. I wanted to find it so bad, and so I convinced him one night to take me to Children's Palace / Toys R Us over in Tri-County. And we went out there, and I went into Toys R Us first, and they were sold out of it. And I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. I can't get it. So I went back out, and I'm like, well, you drive me around to Children's Palace? And he's like, oh, sure, let's go around. So I go around, and it's getting real late. And so we get over there, and I'm looking around, and they don't have it. And I'm like, I can't walk out empty-handed. I convinced my dad to take me out here. It's I can't walk out with nothing.
Yep.
And I saw that Darkwing Duck, and I'm like... too old. I'm too old for this, but I'm going to buy it anyway. And I bought it, and I took it out. I'm like, I got my toy, and just kept it in the bag, and got home, and stuff like that, and I had it, and I'm like, I opened it up, and I sat it on the shelf, and I'm like, you know what? I'm way too old to wanted this or to like this. I'm past the point. I can still like these cartoons,
right?
But I can't really buy these kind of toys anymore.
They're for kids.
They're for kids.
I wanted all of those, but I never got them.
Yeah.
I never found a Kit Cloud Kicker.
Some of them were tough. I remember I never saw the Sea Duck. The plane in the stores. I never saw in the stores. Okay, so what were your runner-ups?
Well, Army Ants was one of them. They were little PVCs.
Those are terrible.
I know. I saw some. There was like a 20-pack of those at Big Lots when I was a kid. My grandma was taking me. And it was that or G.I. Joe Galobulus 3-pack, the Cobra Law. What do you think I did?
You got to get Galobulus. You got to get Cobra Law.
I did.
Good.
I did get that.
Good. That's what I got mine at Big Lots, too.
But after that, I thought... what about them Army Ants?
Yeah. In the back of your head, you were playing with them.
One team was blue, one team was red. They had guns.
Think about the Army Ants you passed on.
They're a little hard.
Are you having this much
fun with
these guys?
There was 20 of those. I only had three of these
guys. I got three guys here.
So Army Ants was one. Stargate was on my list. But you know what? That was par for the course of the time. It was pretty fun. Here's the kicker. Battle Trolls.
Oh, you didn't want those, did you?
As a kid, I wanted them.
Oh, my goodness.
Because My sister had trolls.
Oof.
And I saw battle trolls. They have swords. They have guns. Oh. They have a ninja.
Terrible.
Well, I would go to the store. I would see the commercials, and I would think, battle trolls. Go to the store.
Their stones of power glow.
Well, that was stone protectors.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Different things.
Okay, I thought you were just calling it by a different name or something like that.
Stone protectors were more articulated. Battle trolls were like trolls were, but they had the...
Man, the troll craze.
It was crazy.
There were two troll
At least two.
Warrior teams?
I think there was one other one
I know there were turtle trolls.
Lesser known. What was that about?
I don't even know.
I don't like them. I don't really like them now, but I guess I kind of have sort of a soft spot for wanting them then.
Yeah.
But I would get to the store and look at them and say, hold on, this guy's got frizzy pink hair. What is this?
Why are they making these? And why are trolls now warriors?
What is going
People
on?
People got to look these up. If they don't remember these, I remember the stone protectors. I'm not remembering the battle trolls. I need to go back and look at this.
Stone protectors.
They're stones of power glow. I remember those.
Battle trolls were,
I need to look up battle trolls because I don't remember those as well.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Wow, I can't believe you wanted those. That's terrible.
Well, I wanted them...
You should be ashamed.
...when I saw the commercial.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want them at the store.
Okay.
And then I would see them again on the TV, and I would say, wait, do I want those?
No.
They're colorful.
You don't. I wish I'd have known you back then. I'd have stepped in and said, no.
You would have said,
no, you don't want those.
You don't want... Trust me.
Stop thinking about it.
Trust me. You'll regret it. You'll regret this.
This is going to be your tabe. You're going to spend this money on these trolls, and you're going to look back and regret it for years to come.
Yep.
All right, so that's it.
That's the list. Top five.
I don't have any kind of brought to you by.
That's all right.
I'm going to stop doing it.
Okay.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll come up with something on the fly.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Are you going to?
I don't know.
Just don't.
I won't.
Flipping the bird.
That's what I'm saying is brought to you by.
Flipping the bird.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
I think I've got it.
This has been Mike and James with Action Features. Y'all come back now, you hear?
This episode has been brought to you by... I just flipped on the bird.
Nice.
I brought to... See?
Action Features.
Flipping the bird. Take this.